As the pandemic has deepened many challenges everyday Arizonans already faced, legislative priorities have no doubt shifted for some. It has certainly changed the outlook on the 2021 session for newly elected Democratic Assistant Minority Leader, Representative Jennifer Longden. I spoke with her more about what she wants to see done in the new year at the state level and if her party is ready for the challenge.
This has certainly been a year of uncertainty and loss for many people. And I think keeping that in mind is going to be critical going into the next session. You know, I had great hopes when we started our session in January of 2020, thinking that there were a lot of great bills that I thought we might bring over the finish line. And several of them got close, but with the abbreviated session due to COVID, I think important legislation was left on the table that we need to take a look at now.
So let's go over some of that. What was left on the table from the 2020 session that got cut short that you would like to see picked up and discussed again?
Well, from a very personal standpoint, I had legislation moving on long-term care facility reform. And I think that COVID has proven to us that that is very necessary. I think that there was work being done on education funding and lots of other great issues that, again, we need to bring back and tackle. But all of that has to happen with this COVID overlay. We have folks waiting in food lines. We have folks on the brink of being evicted. And so everything we need to do needs to first focus on making sure that we take care of Arizona and make Arizonans as whole and stable as possible as we're moving forward.
Let's talk in more detail about what you would like to see happen there. As the pandemic has exacerbated some of the problems that maybe already existed for a lot of people, especially on the bottom of the economic spectrum here, what are your priorities? What do you want to see happen? What do you want to introduce?
So I think that what the pandemic taught us especially is the importance of working on unemployment insurance. You know, we're the second lowest in the country, and that has certainly played out. We need to do some reform in that area to make sure that folks who find themselves unemployed, especially in unprecedented moments like this, are able to hold their families together. I think that we definitely need to make sure that folks have ready access to medical care and to public transportation that is safe. All of the issues that really came up during the pandemic need to be addressed. And those are some of the ones that I'd like to see us take a look at.
You are, of course, now a leader in the House. What do you hope to bring to your party in this new role that you're taking on?
Well, I hope that this will be an opportunity for me to work more directly with the Democratic leader, Reginald Boulding, and with Democratic Whip Domingo DeGrazia, and I'm Assistant Democratic Leader, to help move some of our legislation forward. And I'm hoping that we will have that opportunity. You know, Democrats have some great ideas, and those have been ignored or rejected simply because they've been introduced by Democrats year after year after year. And I'm hoping we'll have an opportunity to work across the aisle to bring some of those great Democratic ideas, some of those great Democratic values forward.
So the Democrats had gone into the November election in 2020 thinking that they might pick up a couple of seats, they might pick up more than a couple of seats, and maybe even take over one or both of the chambers in the state legislature, and that didn't happen. So what do you think your Democratic colleagues in both chambers could do better to do that, to work across the aisle, to try to make more of their ideas make it to the finish line?
Well, that's a good question. What can we do better? We can make sure that our great ideas are communicated very clearly. I think that we need to bring our stakeholders in and bring that stakeholder pressure into the Capitol in a way that is better organized and very clearly heard, both within our caucus and across the aisle and in the governor's office. Again, I think we have a very unique opportunity in this session in light of the unprecedented nature of this past year to work together, to start a new blueprint for how we work in a bipartisan manner to get work done on behalf of all of Arizonans.
You ran on a leadership slate that initially intended to challenge Representative Charlene Fernandez, who had been in charge of the Democratic Caucus last year, when she thought she would be competing for House Speaker, didn't in the end. Why did you want to challenge that? What about the sort of status quo did you think needed changing?
I feel like we just needed fresh voices all the way around. You know, I'm very happy with the leadership team that is formed. I hold no ill will toward anyone. I don't know that anyone was doing anything necessarily wrong, but I think that it's been an opportunity for us to just bring fresh voices, fresh perspectives from that point of view, start again.
There's been a lot of talk in political circles about a divide in the Democratic Party here. Is that a thing that you see? Do you think there are issues you really don't see eye to eye on and some points where you really disagree?
Well, it almost sounds like that's a bad thing. I think that the Democratic Party is a big tent party. I think that all of us come with a great deal of diversity, with differing worldviews. And I would hope that we would come in with some levels of disagreement. I think that's healthy. What I'd like to see us do is take advantage of those differing viewpoints to build something more universal, embracing more of these diverse views that we all have. This is what I will tell you, that when it comes down to it, we are 29 members united behind our democratic values. And on the big issues, on the important issues, we're absolutely united.
What are you expecting and hoping for in 2021? What do you realistically think can be passed with genuine bipartisan support, especially coming out of a year like the one we've been through, as you say?
I think we need a comprehensive COVID relief package. We need to look at evictions. We need to make sure that we're not throwing people out on the street. We also need to look at protecting those small business landlords. We need to look at our small businesses and how they have suffered and what we can do to support them. We need to look at school funding and what this year of learning virtually has done to our children. And I believe that we can come together across the divide to work on these issues.
All right. That is Representative Jennifer Longden, Assistant Minority Leader in the House of Representatives. Representative Longden, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Lauren, thank you so much.